A while ago, I had the most fascinating conversation with a group of restaurateurs who, when unquestioned over the plans for the restaurants this summer, were absolutely clueless. There were lots of ums and ahs, but not one of the six restaurateurs around that table that day had a single plan between them. Planning for summer right now is really essential. You know, you don't know what's going to happen with the Euros or the Olympics or the weather, etc., etc. Some people, you know, it benefits their business because they have outside areas and their businesses thrive, whereas other restaurants, you know, really struggle through this period. And the answer normally is to kind of batten down the hatches and just reduce the staff down and cause a kind of a bit of a negativity going through. However, if you spend some time now and you start planning, you could really have a successful summer. Whilst I was at the table, I cheekily commented that they must be really happy with their revenues. And we were just about to move on to the next subject, when one of them tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "Well, actually, Stuart, no, we're not happy. We do this every year. Every year we make a loss in this period. You know, what can we do that can really help?" And I said, "Well, how much planning do you do, guys? You know, do you spend any time on your business or do you just constantly work within it?" And every single one of them kind of looked up at that point and went, "You know what, we don't do any planning whatsoever." And I was like, "Well, how do you know how your business is doing?" And they said, "Well, Stuart, look, you know, when do we get time to plan?" And I kind of said to them, "Look, guys, you know, you have to plan your week to allow you to plan your business. Otherwise, you'll just end up firefighting, sticky plastering challenges, when really you've got to be building long-term plans." In about 95% of the clients that we've seen over the years, we always have to start by reorganising their diaries to allow them time to work on their businesses and not in them, so that the growth can be achieved. You've got to trust the people around you. You've got to build good teams around you, systems around you. However, this is, you know, it's a lengthy process, but you have to start by looking at yourselves. For many, it seems like a dream, you know, but actually for others, it's reality. I know plenty of people who run their businesses or their restaurants as businesses so that they make business decisions. And from that, they have a nice, happy life to the point where, you know, they really enjoy working in the restaurants. But it really has to start with you guys. You have to unlock your misconceptions about how to run a business and start to listen and learn from others around you to see how they manage their daily lives. If you are one of these people that just needs, you know, a 10-minute conversation, or, you know, wants to see how other restaurateurs run their businesses in a really successful way, then, you know, give us a call, drop us a line. All the details are on the website. And failing that, it's Stuart at therestaurantinspector.co.uk. Thanks, guys.